They're in Knoll territory at the 47. Here's that. He didn't get it. Jackson off and flying. Jackson dips by a defender, scoots ahead to the five, spins, touchdown. He stayed upright as he dodged and spun and whirled and faked guys all over the field.
And that is Paul Rogers, the voice of the Louisville Cardinals on the Louisville Radio Network, joining us on Idaho Sports Talk with Bob and Chris on Sports Radio The Ticket. Paul, sounds like you had a lot of good plays to call with Mr. Lamar Jackson getting the Heisman Trophy and leading Louisville to a good season.
Yeah, when you asked me if I had a highlight to send you, I thought, oh my gosh, where would I begin? But there were a lot of them, and he certainly gave us some thrills, and that was one of my favorites. That was in that blowout win against Florida State that just left us all spinning in disbelief that day. He just had a spectacular, certainly early part of the season. Things leveled off there late in the year, but he had put up such ridiculous numbers early on that no one really caught up to him when people, I think, were kind of looking to see who else might be worthy, and Deshaun Watson, you know, came on late. But Lamar had a special season last year, that's for sure.
Now, was that season as much of a surprise to the people at Louisville than it was to the nation that was watching him for kind of the first times during this season?
Well, yes and no. I mean, nobody thought he would do that. People in Louisville had seen glimpses of him and thought he could be a pretty special talent. He showed those kind of elusive moves and his quickness during his freshman year, but certainly not on a consistent basis. And then he did finish up the year, came in and had a blockbuster game against Kentucky in the regular season finale, and then another great performance against Texas A&M in the Music City Bowl. So people were pretty encouraged about what they saw and were looking forward to the year, but nobody could have predicted the kind of numbers he ended up putting up.
You mentioned Deshaun Watson earlier. You guys played Clemson also in the ACC, had a shootout with them, losing by just a touchdown. Compare the two quarterbacks. I mean, the league had two of the best in college football last year.
Yeah, Deshaun was definitely more polished, more experienced. He's a little bigger. Lamar, it was quicker. Deshaun certainly was a mobile quarterback, but he just had a much more refined game. He had a better touch, just an overall better arm, I think. Lamar has all the tools. He just needs to get a little more experience, learn the game from a mental standpoint a little bit. His decision-making needs to improve. He's got a great arm, but he needs to learn when and how to throw the right balls all the time. But the one thing he has that almost nobody has is that kind of speed and quickness and elusiveness. So they were different types of quarterbacks, but the main advantage Watson had really was just a little more maturity and experience.
Now, I mean, while we're comparing, you know, Lamar Jackson at Louisville to other quarterbacks in the past, I mean, how about this comparison to Teddy Bridgewater? And when you're, you know, talking with or hearing sound or hearing audio of the different defensive coordinators that Louisville's facing, what are some of the differences and what's tougher to prepare for?
Teddy, I think, was more of your typical quarterback. He had some elusiveness, and while he wasn't as quick as Lamar, he had great escapability and could have run probably for more yardage than he did. But that just wasn't his game. He was much better at standing in the pocket, making his reads, rather than scrambling around forever. He'd just throw the ball away. He was more of your textbook pocket quarterback. But he had great, just phenomenal arm too. And I didn't know if I could see one better than Teddy. And then Lamar, the season he had last year, it eclipsed him statistically. But still, there was a certain maturity with Teddy Bridgewater and overall game knowledge that is the kind of thing that Lamar needs to learn.
We're visiting with Paul Rogers. He's the voice of the Louisville Cardinals. You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM. The Ticket. It's the start of our two-week journey to take a look at the best quarterbacks in college football. Paul, when you look at the teams defending Louisville, it would seem to me that it's almost unfair that Louisville has 12 players on the offensive side of the ball, because not only is Lamar Jackson their best passer, but he's also their best runner. How do you see teams defend them differently than some of the other teams that, you know, in the conference that they play when you don't have the quarterback as your leading rusher?
Well, and there's even an addition to that. You know, when you have that type of quarterback, then everybody has to be aware of him, and you have to have, sometimes teams will elect one guy who just stays with him no matter what. But beyond that, I mean, there were times when schematically defenses had him stopped and somehow he would slip through cracks, and that's what would leave coaches befuddled. I mean, they'd come out of the game saying, hey, we did everything we wanted to do. He just beat us. And that's the extra dimension that he adds. You've got a quarterback that you have to account for in your run defense and in your pass defense, and just be aware of the fact that even if you do it right, you still may be wrong.
So how, when you take a look at Lamar Jackson when coming off the Heisman Trophy winning season, and a lot of the conversation coming into 2017 about quarterbacks, it doesn't seem like he leaps to the top of the page. Like, how strange is that when you have the guy who won the Heisman last year, and people are talking about Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen and some of these other guys?
It is odd, but I do think it's sort of understandable. Let's face it, he did not finish the season off in grand style. But I'll give him a little bit of a pass on it, because it seemed like as the season wore on, the offensive line wore down. In the last three games, he just had no protection. He just could hardly breathe. They had the blowout loss to Houston. I think he got sacked 11 times, then lost the regular season finale to their arch rival Kentucky, although he actually had an okay game. He did throw some interceptions, but his other numbers were pretty good. And if he had not fumbled late in the game, which set up Kentucky's winning field goal, they might have won it. And then the same thing kind of happened in the bowl game against LSU. So, he didn't finish the year in grand style. I think people looked at him maybe as a little bit of a fluke. I certainly would not go that far, because he does possess the skills. But the numbers he put up early in the year were so preposterous, you just couldn't maintain that standard. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, I think as the season wore on, people were kind of looking for someone else, but really no one else. Several players had some good games, but no one person you could turn to and say, there's a guy that's better than Lamar. So now to start fresh, I think people are assuming that he won't be as good as he was early last year, and they're looking at other directions. I'm not sure he will win the Heisman again. In fact, if I had to predict, I'd say he probably won't. That doesn't mean he won't have as good or better a season, because I just think with his maturity and the way Louisville's going to scheme with their overall game and not have to depend so much just on him, that he probably won't put up those kind of numbers, but I think still can be as good or maybe a better quarterback.
So how does he get better? Where are the ways that Coach Petrino and people you've talked to see him as a junior? He was a sophomore last year, but as a junior, how do they see him being better this season?
Two things in my mind primarily, and one is just more consistency in his passing game. He has a strong arm, but sometimes throws would get away from him. Sometimes he didn't have the right touch on the shorter passes. And his overall mental grasp of the game, not being so eager to run, but stand in the pocket a little bit longer, be willing to just throw the ball away sometimes and come back for another play rather than always scrambling around. Those would be the two main things I think he needs to do, just an overall a mental awareness of the game and a little more consistency on his passing touch.
Paul, thanks so much for your time, being our first stop on our quarterback chase in the early part of the summer. I think we've got some good ones, and you're going to have some fun, I think, with Jackson again this year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to another goal around. Hopefully, we'll be in the hunt again.
All right, Paul, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks, guys.